We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It appears that a law intended to help mentally ill homeless people in San Francisco and two other counties by placing them under a conservatorship may end up helping far fewer people than initially hoped. Phil, why is that? What are you hearing?
Well, what we have here is a situation where one law piles on another law, and the result is sort of a catch-22 figure eight that folds back into each other. We're dealing with a thing called conservancy, which is basically Scott Wiener, a state senator from San Francisco, and the mayor went up to Sacramento with support from other people and said, look, we're having a terrible time on the streets of San Francisco. We have these people that are constantly being recommitted. They call it 5150. That's when you're a danger to yourself and others. They're going through the emergency room. There's about 55 of them, and we want to target them for longer stays in mental facilities. So we're going to put them in. We're going to have a conservatorship. The city and the county is going to take over their care, and we're going to try to manage them that way. But as the law was written and amended as it made its way through the legislature, because there were questions about this, there were civil rights questions about this, it included a provision in the end that said that before you could go into this sort of mandatory treatment, you had to go through a thing called assisted treatment, which is sort of the comes under a thing called Laura's Law that says you will take outpatient treatment that's assisted. The catch-22 here is that the people they're talking about that are often you see sprawled out on the ground or screaming to themselves as they're walking down the street aren't capable of that outpatient system 9 out of 10 times, and so this could actually wind up only affecting about 10 people when all is said and done. They're going to have to try to amend the law, but that's where it stands right now. Sort of this effort, it's automatically hit a brick wall of their own building.
Do you have a sense of the politics around this currently in Sacramento with this amendment effort?
That remains to be seen, Jeff. I'm going to tell you that getting this thing through, even on the most, as they were pitching this originally, as the most severe of the severe, you know, San Francisco has a couple of thousand of homeless people on the streets, and many of them are chronically homeless. And when the idea of sort of taking away their civil rights and saying, look, you have to go in for treatment, whether it's for alcohol or drugs or whatever, mental illness, you know, there was a human cry that came up that said, no, that's not the way to do it. You know, people have their freedoms and they have their rights, and they, you know, just because you walk down the street wearing nothing more than a sleeping bag and talking to yourself doesn't mean that your state has the right to take you and put you where you don't want to be. So the catch there is that if they don't know where they want to be, where how can they make that call to begin with? But so in there are groups that are lobbying publicly and privately against this, saying that it's too much of a reach, too much of a breach. I think Wiener and company were trying to start with something small just to get a step rolling, because there's been this conflict in the state ever since the 1960s in mental institutions about whether we should have them or not. We said no to mental institutions. We put people back on the streets saying that they were going to have halfway house care. We never put the halfway houses in, and this is what we're wound up with, going right back to the sort of should people be going to mental institutions or not.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out.
It will, because we've got a new governor. We've got an idea in Sacramento about, once again, okay, how far does the state go to start taking over people's lives? And if we do, how are we going to pay for it? And what kind of institutions are we going to have built? And what are we going to do? It starts with a small step. In this case, the small step just got a lot smaller, unless they can get some more support in Sacramento. And that could be touchy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.